Hi there, everyone. Thanks for joining us. My name is Megan Whalen. This is Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's podcast for the week of January 26th.
And I'm Jeff Green. It's great to have you along. There's lots to get to, Megan. On this week's show, we'll learn why a group of lecturers want to unionize here at MUN.
And the university's first ever sustainability coordinator has been hired. We'll introduce you to Toby Rowe and tell you what she'll be working on.
And the historic Ship Pub in downtown St. John's will host the next public philosophy lecture. We'll tell you who's heading to the podium next week. We have a great deal to get to on this week's show, but first, here's Megan with our top story.
Memorial is examining the recommendations in a new report into post-secondary education needs of people in Labrador. The university commissioned the report in November 2005. It was released earlier this week by consultant Catherine Young. In total, the 54-page document outlines 11 key recommendations for the post-secondary educational needs in Labrador. The report's author also identified a number of challenges that, in her view, need to be addressed in order to successfully deliver post-secondary education in Labrador. These challenges include a low rate of high school graduation in some geographical areas, the high proportion of adults with less than high school education, as well as language and cultural barriers. Among the recommendations in the report is a call for increased Labrador-based research and the provision of university offerings in varied formats, venues, and schedules to reflect the varied needs of the population. Dr. Michael Collins is the Associate Vice President Academic at Memorial. He said this report should help Memorial meet the needs of the people of Labrador. Dr. Collins said the report's recommendations will now be analyzed. Senate and the Board of Regents will also be asked to study the report and decide the best way to respond to its recommendations.
Sessional instructors at Memorial now have their own union. Sessional or per-course instructors are not full-time or tenured faculty members. They teach one or two courses per semester and frequently teach first-year students. Almost 65% of instructors voted last fall to form a union, the Lecturers Union of Memorial University of Newfoundland, or LUMEN. The group is now in the process of forming a bargaining committee and negotiating its first contract with the university. Leslie Thompson, a lecturer in the Department of French and Spanish, is the president of LUMEN. She said she's excited about the union drive and is looking forward to negotiating a contract.
It looks like during this winter semester we will be consulting our membership, so whether that be through public meetings or a survey, or probably what it will be is both, but we're deciding on what our consultation process will look like, and we want to consult our members so that we can start prioritizing our demands and formulating our demands.
Memorial is moving ahead with its commitment to make energy-saving and environmentally friendly improvements. The Department of Facilities Management recently hired the university's first-ever sustainability coordinator. Toby Rowe started earlier this month. Part of her job will be to help develop, promote, and implement a range of possible green initiatives. That includes everything from encouraging even more recycling on the university campuses to the possibility of composting, as well as ways to help reduce emissions and the consumption of things like paper and electricity. Her appointment builds on the success of other sustainability projects here at Memorial. Last fall, the university signed a deal with Honeywell to find ways to save energy and reduce utility costs on the St. John's campus as part of the Energy Savings Retrofit Program. Ms. Rowe said she's delighted Memorial already recycles things like beverage containers and paper, but she said there are other things students, faculty, and staff can do to help make Memorial a better place.
For instance, reducing resource use on campus would be a really good one to take part in, trying to reduce energy use, paper use, because these sorts of things are helping the environment, but they're also helping reduce costs at the university. So for people who may not have a big interest in environmental issues, they'll also see that these sorts of initiatives are helping the university financially as well.
To get in touch with Memorial's new sustainability coordinator, call 737-2637, and you can read more about this story in next week's issue of the Gazette.
Well, best-selling author and respected historian Dr. Margaret McMillan is coming to Memorial. The University of Toronto history professor will be on the St. John's campus on Monday, January the 29th, to present the next John Kenneth Galbraith Lecture in Public Policy. In what's shaping up to be a highly anticipated event, Dr. McMillan will deliver a talk that's entitled The Shadow of the Past, How History Shapes the Present. She'll examine the ways in which history shapes the thinking and decisions of policymakers. drawing on key moments in recent history from the Paris Peace Conference of 1919 to President George W. Bush's decision to invade Iraq, Dr. McMillan will explore the ways in which history intersects with policymaking. While here, Dr. McMillan will also speak to faculty and students to share her knowledge and perspectives. All are welcome to attend this free public lecture at 8 p.m. on Monday, January the 29th in the INCO Innovation Lecture Theater 2001. Questions and discussions will be invited from the audience. A reception with Dr. McMillan will follow, and for more information on the event, visit arts.mon.ca/arts.
An agreement signed this week between Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College and the federal government will pave the way for future research into sustaining Canada's natural resources. On Thursday, Memorial's West Coast campus signed an agreement with the Atlantic Forestry Centre of Natural Resources Canada that will further strengthen research ties between the two organizations. Links between Grenfell and the centre have grown steadily since 1998. That's when the centre's offices here in this province were moved to Grenfell's campus, and this week the party signed a document which officially recognizes the partnerships and commitments that have developed over the last 8 years. Both sides also want to expand collaborations in the future. They're interested in implementing research projects linked to the development of the forest sector. The partnership will not only advance collaborative research and development in the region, but it also will benefit the National Forest Research Agenda.
Well, Memorial is celebrating more than 30 years of child care excellence. A special reception will be held on Monday, January the 29th, to celebrate the university's Campus Child Care Center, a leading-edge facility located on the St. John's campus. The event will mark the 15th anniversary of the opening of its current location near Burton's Pond. The facility is one of the best in the province, and many of its services and initiatives have become role models for other centers. Memorial first began offering child care services in 1976 in the Court Riel building. The current facility opened in January 1992. It offers services to children between the ages of 2 and 12. Today, the Campus Child Care Center operates as a separately incorporated entity of Memorial. Its main goal, however, remains the same, to offer first-class child care services to Memorial's students, as well as faculty and staff members. It also offers services to the general public. Mary Linehan is the acting coordinator of the center. She said it offers a vital service to the university community.
We deliver a high-quality child care program whereby parents can leave for work, they can go to classes confident that their children are happy, and they're in a center that helps them develop the skills that they need for life. We play an important role here at the university, as we also aid lots of the students who are in training, education and psychology.
The reception gets underway on Monday, January the 29th at 5 p.m. at the Child Care Center. MUNSU and university officials, as well as representatives from government, will be on hand for the event.
On Tuesday night, the Philosophy Department invites you to order up your favorite beverage and consider whether understanding the physiological basis of our thoughts and feelings will ultimately make ethics and morals irrelevant. Graduate student Adam Riggio will give a talk entitled, I'm Living in a Material World and I Am a Material Girl, But I'm Still Free. That's part of the St. John's Public Lecture Series. Mr. Riggio will examine the age-old assumption that mental faculties are separate from the material self and address concerns about the implications of reducing thought to just a physical experience.
Science is an increasingly complete description of the human as a material, physical being. There are some people in philosophy who say that this means that we're eventually going to find a complete description of every human thought and concept and desire and belief and feeling. And once that's done, we won't have to talk about beliefs. We'll realize we don't have beliefs or desires or feelings or thoughts at all. And that's completely wrong and insane.
Following his lecture, patrons will be invited to ask questions and weigh in on this complex debate. Join Mr. Riggio and other pub philosophers at 8:30 at The Ship on Tuesday, January 30th.
Well, there's lots of other events coming up. Here's Megan to get us started with some info about things happening in the week ahead.
In Seahawks sports, the men's volleyball team takes on Dalhousie from 7 to 9 o'clock on Friday night, and again on Saturday from 12 to 2 in the Fieldhouse. There are some changes and cancellations to the Fieldhouse programs. You should check www.theworksonline.ca for more information.
On Saturday and Sunday, the Banff Mountain Film Festival takes place from 7 to 11 in room 2001 of the INCO Innovation Center. Tickets are just $15 and they are available at the door.
On Monday, the Bitter Sessions with Fergus Brown O'Byrne at Bitter's Pub gets started at 7:30. And also on Monday evening, Project Green is screening Al Gore's film, An Inconvenient Truth. That's going to happen on Monday and Tuesday at 7 o'clock in the Chemistry Building, room 2010.
And next Friday, the ladies' Seahawks volleyball team takes on Acadia from 7 to 9 at the Fieldhouse. They will hit the court again on Saturday at 1 o'clock. In other Seahawks action, the ladies' basketball team will take on the UPEI Panthers at 7 o'clock Saturday night at the Fieldhouse.
Coming up next Sunday in Corner Brook, Sunday night at the Opera continues with The Barber of Seville by Rossini. That's happening in room 2014 of the Forest Center.
Well, that's a wrap for our latest edition of Studio 1024. We hope you enjoyed this week's program. As always, we appreciate the folks over here at CHMR Memorial's campus radio station for letting us drop by their studios each week to record our show.
Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building. Helping lead our show each week behind the scenes is our producer, Dave Sorensen. As well, our executive producer is Ivan Muzechka.
If you want to get in touch with us and let us know what you think of our show, our email address is marcom, that's marcomm, at mun.ca. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll see you back here next week.